Let's look into litigation management proposal when in an appeal by revenue an identical question of law is pending before jurisdictional High Court or Supreme Court. It is proposed to insert new section 158AB of ITA where the two or more commissioners or principal commissioners are of the opinion that any question of law arising in the case of an assessee for any assessment year is identical with a question of law already raised in his case for any earlier year which is pending before the jurisdictional High Court or the Supreme Court in an appeal under section 261 of ITA or in a special leave petition under article 136 of the Constitution against the order of the appellate tribunal or the jurisdictional High Court as the case may be in favor of such assessee. It may decide and intimate the commissioner or principal commissioner not to file any appeal at this stage to the appellate tribunal under section 253 subclause 2 of ITA or to the High Court under section 260A subclause 2 of ITA against the order of the commissioner or the appellate tribunal as the case may be. Please note this amendment will take effect from 1st April 2022. Now we are going to look at the amendment in section 245MA of ITA related to dispute resolution committee. Currently, there is no provision which enables the assessing officer to pass an order giving effect to the order or direction of the dispute resolution committee after the resolution of the dispute by the dispute resolution committee. It is proposed to amend the provisions to enable the assessing officer to pass an order giving effect to the resolution of dispute by the DRC, which is Dispute Resolution Committee. This amendment will take effect from 1st April 2022. With respect to clarification regarding treatment of cess and surcharge, Section 40 subclause A2 of ITA provides that any sum paid on account of any rate or tax levied on the profits or gains of any businesses or profession or assessed at a proportion of or otherwise on the basis of any such profits or gains shall not be deducted in computing the income chargeable under the head profits and gains of business or profession. It is proposed to clarify that the term tax includes and shall be deemed to have always included any surcharge or cess by whatever name called on such tax. This amendment will take effect retrospectively from 1st of April 2005, that is assessment year 2005 and 6 and subsequent assessment years.